It is time now for Real News with Brian Ross. Brian is nice enough to join us on a Thursday morning, and we take a look at news going on in and around the world. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall.
Well, you know, there's a lot of serious stuff that's going on that I think people don't read deep into. And for once, the Russians have said something I think that is actually quite true. Now, with Germany clearing the way to for their tanks to go in to the Ukraine, now Poland can send in their German-made tanks. The United States are sending theirs. Britain's sending theirs. And Russia basically is now saying, and it is this way, and I don't know why he didn't expect this. This is almost becoming very, very close, within an inch of becoming a NATO war against Russia.
All but the soldiers, and those are all Ukrainian, but the decision made by the White House to get the Germans to send their tanks and allow other countries to send German-made tanks to Ukraine, you know, now the M1 Abrams tank, which you know, many argue is not really perfect for the land there and the terrain, but nevertheless, that was the price that the U.S. had to pay to get the Germans to send their Leopard tanks in, so they're all on board, and it's the great concern about the coming offensive that they apparently have intercepted as the spring offensive that Putin and his generals plan to launch against Ukraine once the ground opens up there. So there's more to come. The end is not in sight here. Interesting column yesterday by Ross Douthat in the New York Times that the escalation is meant to lead to de-escalation. And you've got to be able to show Russians there's not any hope. They're not going to win the war.
And like I said, maybe he Vladimir Putin is just so power hungry. He just really, or his advisors, or he doesn't listen. He just didn't anticipate this happening. But you know, you could have been an eighth grader who knows a little bit about politics and world politics and about NATO, and you could have predicted this well in advance. Really?
Well, I think Putin miscalculated, clearly, as you say, and you put your finger at it. I think that Europe was so dependent on the oil and gas from Russia, they wouldn't dare do this. And I think hats off to the Biden White House for finding a way to keep that coalition together. You know, many have argued it could have been done sooner and more forcefully, but it has worked so far.
And this time of year is reminding me of the George Scott quote for his Patton movie when he ordered the chaplain, "Damn it, you know, clear the skies." And of course, the next day for the Battle of the Bulge, the skies did clear, and the United States fended that off. Really, Russia's whole premise: it's been a milder than expected winter in Ukraine and across Europe, so. Everything seemed to line up against Vladimir Putin, even the weather.
And you know, he has conscripted 300,000 young Russian men, many not also so many young, and some of the reports this morning, they paid a terrible price, using the Russian soldiers almost as cannon fodder with this human wave attacks and trench warfare. Watching All Quiet on the Western Front, the Academy Award-nominated film, and it's like World War One all over again in terms of the style of warfare, trench warfare. And that's why these tanks could be so important for Ukraine.
And looking at what you say, the trench warfare with it's just amazing to sit there and look at the other thing that has happened is Russia, for the first time in a long time, is restricting travel outside its borders by its own citizens. You better have a good reason if you're a man and you're leaving Russia, because the exodus of men from Russia has been at near record paces now for the past 90 days.
Absolutely. So we'll see. Will the Russians put up with it? You know, it's a dictatorial country, and free expression and protest not allowed. It's illegal to even suggest that there's a problem. So we'll see what happens there. But you know, at this point, the decision by Joe Biden to send these M1 tanks, the Abrams tanks, which everyone says once they get there, and it could be up to a year before they get there, but once they get there, it will be a real battle changer that nothing can stand up to them.
All right, now let's move away from that, and we've got two more topics very quickly to get to. And once again, two words, mass shootings, once again in the United States.
You know, what? It's hard to say, and these two shooters who have been arrested here, or one took his life, one of the alleged shooters, the other is now in custody, don't quite fit the profile of the angry one, young white man. These are older Asian men who had personal grievances, and it goes to the availability of the weapons, I think. Who could have predicted, how would you ever prevent someone like that, who otherwise shows no sign of any kind of problem, from doing what happened?
All right, and we're still once again awoken to the fact that what goes on between the Israelis and the Palestinians, once again a flare up there, and also with the Israeli government trying to weaken the strength of the judiciary.
Yeah, it's that's a fraught place, as we can see. We hope our own politics in this country don't get to that point with the coalition governments there.
All right, just an amazing amount of stories, and we didn't even touch upon. There's some scientists that say the core of the Earth has stopped spinning. I look at that story and I say, my gosh, I've seen several science fiction movies. amazing times we live in, Brian. Thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us again this morning.
Great to be here again, Marshall. Look forward to next week.
All right, take care. I'm Brian Ross with Real News here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.